Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies over Israel are clear and the air is cool, offering a refreshing break from the day's heat. It's a tranquil evening across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. carried out strikes in Iran earlier today following an attack on a cargo ship. The Revolutionary Guards have threatened to respond. Also, Ynet informs us of a high-stakes deal involving the U.S., Lebanon, and Israel. The U.S. plans to inject $130 million into Lebanon with a new oversight mechanism aimed at Hezbollah disarmament. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares that Lebanon's President Aoun describes a new agreement with Israel and the U.S. as a first step toward restoring Lebanon's sovereignty. Separately, JTA reports that Lebanon and Israel have signed a framework agreement to end hostilities. The Trump administration mediated this agreement. And finally, Axios reveals that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the recent ceasefire. This action threatens to unravel ongoing negotiations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, an expert on sanctions and Middle East policy, posting just minutes ago, remarked on the fluctuations in oil prices since the Iran war, noting that energy markets are stabilizing. Joe Truesman, who reports on the region's conflicts, wrote earlier today about an Israeli military strike in the Al-Maghazi camp in Gaza. He highlighted the connection of one of the victims to Hamas. Me24, a Middle East news outlet, posted recently that Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Yekiel Leiter, emphasized the potential for peace between Israel and Lebanon, criticizing Iran's interference. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. strikes in Iran. The Times of Israel reports these strikes were in retaliation for an attack on a cargo ship. U.S. officials stress that if Tehran has disagreements, they should communicate through diplomatic channels. This escalation underscores the fragile nature of U.S.-Iran relations and could impact regional stability. Turning to the Lebanon deal, Ynet outlines the U.S. plan to provide financial assistance aimed at disarming Hezbollah and establishing a trilateral oversight mechanism. Doubts remain over whether this will lead to tangible peace, but the financial aid could stabilize Lebanon's economy. Meanwhile, Lebanese President Aoun's comments, reported by the Jerusalem Post, highlight a hopeful vision for Lebanon's future. He sees the agreement as a pathway to dignity for the Lebanese people, though the road ahead involves significant challenges. In related news, JTA explains that the newly signed framework agreement between Lebanon and Israel could mark an end to hostilities. Secretary of State Marco Rubio remarked on the extensive work still required to achieve lasting peace. Finally, Iran's missile launch, as reported by Axios, poses a significant threat to the fragile ceasefire. Israel is likely to respond, which could reignite broader conflict in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli investors gained $15 million from SpaceX's IPO. The Stepstone Fund, marketed in Israel, capitalized on this opportunity before the IPO. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights changes surrounding office environments. Ashtrom Properties CEO Yaron Rockman insists that while physical offices remain, the focus is shifting toward enhancing user experience in mixed-use complexes. And finally, as Globes reports, U.S. military tech company Anduril plans to appoint former Israeli Air Force Chief Emiram Norkin to lead its operations in Israel. This includes plans for a local production plant. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.